You know, we've got a lot of things pulling us a lot of directions. We've got family, we've got football, and, you know, the job's most important right now, and everybody knows that. So we're enjoying a little bit of time with the family tomorrow, but we're right back to it.
And to win this game, what does this offense have to do to win this game?
Score more points than they do.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Has Aaron Rodgers, the way he's been able to get out of the pocket, really been opening things up for you, been using his feet, beating people with his feet?
Yeah. He's doing a great job. When he feels the pressure, he's found a way to step out. And a couple times without pressure, he's seen a gap, and he can get out and get free. And he had a chance down there. He was a little disappointed. He had a chance to really run one off and got shoestring tackled. So, you know, he'll be looking for an opportunity to try to get out of the pocket again this week and probably try to get downfield.
Can I ask you what your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal is? Is it the turkey? Is it the stuffing? Is it meat?
I'm a turkey guy. I like turkey and gravy. That's me.
Thanks.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're all fat guys. I mean, come on. I like the whole meal.
2 weeks in a row, we faced talented teams. Apparently, we're in disarray because they lost their coach after the game. What is this? How do you guys, those players, react to playing as team, or how do you relate to your coaches?
Well, I think Atlanta's pretty safe. You know, they're obviously doing extremely well. So, you know, we're just going to go out and go back to football. You know, we kind of put that stuff aside. Those are decisions that those teams make, and those things are off the field, and we have no control over that. So we like to control what's in here. We're going to get ready for Atlanta. We haven't paid too much attention to what's happening on the other side of the border. I say that, you know, we've obviously seen it on TV. But we're just going to go back to football. We know how important this game is. This is a big game. Atlanta's controlling the NFC right now, and we'd like to be a part of that talk.
That's an interesting point. People don't usually talk about that type of stuff this early. I mean, when do you start talking about it? It's huge in the playoff picture in the NFC and possibly, you know, maybe hosting the NFC Championship game. When do you start talking about that, or when do you start?
Well, I mean, it's not about really talking about the playoffs. For us, it's talking about winning our next game and putting ourselves in a position. Everybody knows everybody's record. We know where we need to be at, and we know if we're at the top of the NFC, we have a better chance of being where we want to be at the end of the season. So this isn't really about playoffs. It's much about winning the next game and controlling our own destiny, and that's been the goal. You know, we lost some games early. We took control of that. We fixed the problems, and now we feel like we're playing well. This will be the biggest test we've had in quite a few games. So we're excited for that and looking forward to it, especially at their house.
I feel the line is really in a groove now in terms of cohesiveness, continuity. You've had the same guys out there now for several games.
Yeah, we are. We had to replace Tausch, which is tough. You know, he went down with an injury, and sticking Brian in there was, you know, not exactly what we wanted to do. Brian's obviously played very well, and we're happy to have him. But, you know, you always want healthy guys. You want guys to stay together. Our being an offensive lineman is all about the guys next to you and the cohesiveness between those guys. So if we can continue to stay healthy and keep these five guys up, we feel like we've got a great opportunity.
Is that a major accomplishment not to have an offensive penalty in a loud place like the Metronome? I know it wasn't loud in the second half, but first half it was. And
yeah, we do, you know. You know, we talk about being a fundamental team and a very smart team, and for us to go into a place like that and not make, you know, not having a hole, not have a jump, which you kind of expect in places like that, it's tough. But, you know, I think it's a great thing because it gives us the confidence to know that we can go into another loud place and play well. The problem is, you know, you set a standard like that, you get one, then coach is going to start yelling. So.